like to call this emergency meeting to order. And if everyone would, please bow your heads. God, we ask for your guidance and direction as we gather together. Grant us the strength to manage the challenges ahead of us and the wisdom to identify these as opportunities to serve the residents of Curie Beach. Lord, please look after the people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina who are in harm's way, and take care of the people in the Bahamas, Cuba, and especially Haiti. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you would, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I will now turn this meeting over to Commissioner Hayward.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. We're going to step down so I can use the computer. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Pretty good reason to be here, so we appreciate you paying attention. First, I'd start off by saying New Hanover County declared a state of emergency today, effective noon, in response to Hurricane Matthew. If we look at the current tracks as of 5 p.m., if the computer lets me get there, we'll look at. So the current forecast continues to look a little better for us, so I've bent it a little more to the right, which basically has it hugging the coast until Saturday and then taking a pretty hard right and going out to sea. So two issues for us. The first issue is, as of now, this is going to be a huge rain event for us. So this is the forecast. You can see we're in the red zone, which is more than 10 inches of rain forecast for us between now and Monday morning. To remind the council, the last two huge rain events we've had localized flooding in over six properties, and the ground is saturated. So anyone that's been paying attention driving around town, any of our citizens, for the last 3 days, Public Works has been working on all the stormwater systems, make sure they're open. We've rented six additional pumps that are in place. Actually, three more are coming in this afternoon, and Sunny will have them in place. And we've rented generators for the second part of this. So with the rain, also wind. So this is the likelihood of us having more than tropical force winds. So we're 10 to 15%, and that's just a percentage. What that means is with that much ground saturation and wind, there's a high likelihood the town will lose power, at least somewhat during the event. Once that happens, go on in, sir. That's all right. No worries. Always good to have one of our departments. Once we lose power, then we impact capability to move water. That's why we've rented generators, so we will move generators around in town to the lift stations to ensure that we don't have another sewage event like we had Labor Day Monday. Wow. If everyone could cut off your phones or put them on silent, that would be appreciated. Oh, that was nice to use if you're there. So at this point, the issue for us is a lot of rain and tropical storm force winds. The department heads have been doing a great job all week making preparations. All department heads report they're ready for the storm. Sunny will have crews in tomorrow night, overnight, and then all day Saturday night and Sunday to deal with water issues. The fire department has increased their staffing, and the police department has increased their staffing. At this point, in reaction to New Hanover County, I think it's prudent for us to consider a declaration of a state of emergency. That's what you have before you. I've worked with Nancy to type one up, and what I recommend, we can pen and ink that and change it any way we want to then implement that. I would recommend we make that effective tomorrow at noon, and coupled with, right, isn't that what I'm calling? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good.
Got it.
You looked like I said something wrong, right? Make it in effect tomorrow at noon, and then that way the incident commanders, which I would assume incident command tomorrow, and then pass that on working with the other incident commanders through the rest of the storm, will work with the department heads to manage the town. For an evacuation, I put on here recommending a voluntary evacuation. I don't know if that's required or not. We should discuss that. I don't think we're anywhere near a mandatory evacuation. Our plan says for a category one or two, it's a voluntary evacuation. We're right on the edge according to what the track happens. We could either do that or wait until tomorrow if council's wishes, you know, whatever council's desires are. I'm okay either way. And then for the curfew section, if you just walk down our declaration of emergency, I wouldn't recommend a curfew unless we lose power during nighttime hours. With this many people in town at night, I would recommend we tell people they should stay on their property if there's no power in town, just because it's a little dangerous walking around with no lights and because people don't like people walking around their house at night. I put no action as necessary for firearms or ammunition. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Can't read that far away. And no action as necessary for limiting the sale of alcoholic beverages. And then New Hanover County just copied theirs that we should be following the execution of the emergency plan. And then currently there are no public shelters, so they'll be announced as necessary. This is following the format of our emergency declaration. That's all I have for council. I'm open to your questions, or the department heads are open to your questions.
I think you did a good job putting it together, and I don't see
good staff
here I disagree with. I mean, even the voluntary evacuation.
Okay. As far as voluntary, I'm okay with doing it tonight and leave it up to people. And
yeah, I mean, it's up to people anyway, right? So I think the issue to have a voluntary evacuation, from my mind, is that if the town's providing guidance to people, we're not saying you have to get out of here. We're not really changing anything in the town. But if you're indecisive, we're helping you make a decision, right? Because I think if we have a lot of people in here Saturday night and we lose power for an extended period of time, the public works cannot keep up with the full town with the generators and the lift stations. And so for the public, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, the way your sewage system works, like every other sewage system in the world, is gravity gets it from your house to some low point in your neighborhood called a lift station. If you look around, you might see a control box with a bunch of lights on it. You may even heard an alarm in one time for a high-level alarm. Then it uses a pump to lift that sewage up to a higher level and pump it to the next place. If you don't have power, the pumps don't work. And so what happens is, at your house, you can keep flushing the toilets because we maintain the water system. And then eventually that lift station overflows in the neighborhood, and that's a safety concern. It's also an equipment concern. With enough overflow, you can mess up, you can damage equipment. But honestly, it's really because you're going to have a sewer spill in your neighborhood. That's what happens. And so the reason to try to get people to limit those type activities without power is, unlike in a normal power outage that we have every once in a while, right, for a few hours, this could be pretty extended. Duke Power is going to be very stressed. A lot of their crews are going to be tied up in South Carolina, and it could be, if we lose power during the storm, it could be multiple hours or days before we get it back, and that could be a big issue in the neighborhood. So that's why I'm recommending a voluntary evacuation. Yes, sir?
I got a question for you, David. A 3-foot surge, would that have an impact on our exit pipes down the beach?
That's the other issue, right? So stormwater with 10 inches, the system's designed for an inch and a half. With the surge, if that plugs up 421, you could see ponding on 421 because there's nowhere for the water to go until the storm surge has gone away. So if the bands don't space themselves out, if they stay concentrated and we get a decent sized storm surge, it could basically block and you could have significant flooding on 421 until it basically lets itself alleviate itself.
And at what point could that storm surge come over the dunes onto 421? Because they're talking, hopefully this will not be us at all, but they're talking about anywhere from 3 feet to 12 feet.
Well, so we just had a beach renourishment. John might could tell you the heights of the dunes, but if you look back at Fran, we have a 9 or 10 foot storm surge. that came on a mid to high tide, and we had water in the between the second and third row of houses. So across 421, and you could see the wash line halfway up the next row, especially in the southern part of town. So if we had 9 foot on the wrong on low tide, it'd be great, right? I mean, it would be great, it'd be okay. On high tide, you could see water across 421. Yes, ma'am.
I think they were projecting 3 feet right. For us.
That's the last I've seen, but we'll see tomorrow what they say, right?
But that would, like you said, that would create an issue for getting the rainwater off of the out of town.
Yes, sir. The other thing is the way this storm occurred, if it turns, that's good for us. If it keeps hugging the coast and they change this tomorrow so it stays on the coast, we're going to see significant erosion. All these beaches that you see where the storm is just offshore and just rides the coastline, they're going to see significant erosion from that because the wave process of that type of storm is just going to be really bad for them. And if it kept coming north, it'd be really bad for us. Right now, it looks pretty good. We're pointed the right way. So we have a couple options. We can declare the state of emergency for tomorrow, like I recommend. Council could continue this meeting to tomorrow and see what tomorrow shows. I'm fine with that, whichever way council wants to go. The department heads are continuing to do the process that they're doing. And for the citizens, I think the recommendation is, you know, for you guys, that if you have concerns at all, you should finish up cleaning your property, making your property in the way you want it, and then make your decision and execute it if you're going to evacuate. I wouldn't wait till Saturday because if they change the track, we'll start seeing wind fields Saturday. And you don't want to be driving a car in tropical storm winds anywhere with everyone else that makes the last minute decision. So I think make the decision early and then do that. And if it changes, we'll communicate via our email distribution list and via the press. But as of right now, we're going to have a lot of water. The low-lying properties are going to have problems, and properties that haven't had problems so far could have problems with 10 inches of water. I know that my house could have problems. And then the wind, if people pick up their yards properly, we shouldn't have big problems as what the wind's showing right now.
Well, I think clearly if we make a decision this evening and there's new data, we can always change.
Yes, sir.
The decision.
That's exactly right.
I personally think we probably ought to go with this back now.
I agree. Do I hear a motion?
The motion we go with the current course of state of emergency.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And I'd like to reinforce to everybody that's out there is with Public Works and the other departments, basically we're going to have a fairly large rain event. And there's going
to
be flooding on a temporary basis in a bunch of locations. The number of pumps and the number of people that we have to work on them are going to determine where we can do the most good. So you may have a local flooding problem with your house and nobody's doing anything about it. It's because we're focusing on energies where the water may be deepest, where it is doing the most damage, and it may not be your place. It's not that we're ignoring you. We'll get to everybody as quickly as we can with the equipment and the manpower that we have available to us.
And one of the things I'd like to repeat that Warren Lee, our Hanover County Emergency Manager, mentioned today in one of the emails he sent out. And hopefully we don't have to tell any of our residents this, but especially if you have any guests, please stay off of the beach, especially tomorrow and Saturday. We really can't afford to be sending our firemen or our policemen out there to rescue you while they're trying to help you with anything else. So please do that.
And I'd like to wish our police chief happy birthday.
Make a motion to close. Will the Mayor?
Second.
Second.
All in favor.
Can we have a question or comment?
Sure.
Sure.
I just
and I'm relatively new. I used to go through this stuff back in Hampton, Virginia, but is there a wind speed that they close the bridge?
45 miles an hour sustained winds, yes, sir. And I heard someone told me today that the news was saying it wouldn't get closed. That is not true. If they measure 45 miles an hour sustained, they will close the bridge.
Cherry Beach has no involvement in that discussion.
Yeah, no, I was just curious if there was one. And the other is, I heard a rumor that when the bridge closes, Duke cuts off the power down here.
No, sir.
Okay, good.
The power cuts itself off. Crazy, but, you know. The power does cut itself off around that time. But it's not that they get on our wind.
And then the other thing is, you know, I've seen lots of crews out, public works, heavy equipment, all that kind of stuff. So thank you guys very much. I can tell you've been working like crazy to prepare. Thank you.
Well, thank those guys when you see them, right?
I will. I have done that as I've driven around.
Yeah, we're cooking them soup for tomorrow. My wife's taking care of that. But they're going to be busy over the next couple of days. So I said my wife's taking care of that. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, in addition to those guys, you want to thank this gentleman right here. Because in addition to his full-time job, he has been here very, very much this week working on all of this and helping Sonny. And I think we have the best emergency manager in the state. So
no, you don't. Hey, we're looking for replacements, so you guys that are interested, just see me.
I actually have a question.
Yes, sir.
At what point, we're on the south end of the island, with the discussion about the flooding, at what point does that become a risk for the emergency services? If 421 gets flooded, I mean, I know right now we're talking about the voluntary evacuation.
Well, so we have trucks that can go through the water. 421 can't fill up too much before it gets into people's yards or goes out on the beach. So I think we'll be able to access down there. The issue for emergency services is if the wind speeds get 45 miles an hour sustained, we're not going to send them out in the middle of a storm. Gotcha. But as soon as the winds drop, we'll be out. And then we have heavy equipment. During Fran, there were houses sitting in 421. And the very first part of our plan is to restore emergency access. So we made a one-lane road through the houses all the way down so we could get anywhere if there was a fire or a medical emergency. And that's one of our first priorities. So if the storm was to push, you know, with the new building codes and what we're looking at now, we don't expect to see any homes in 421. But if that happened again like it did during Fran, the first actions of the fire department and public works will be to open a one-lane road all the way to the south.
Keep your cell phones charged.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And if we had to, we could go through the woods, but the trees might be down, so that would be harder. There are ways through there that we could have with a four-wheel drive, but who knows how bad the trees would. We would open the road one way.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
You keep talking about flooding at 421. What is your definition of flooding? A couple inches,
couple feet? Yeah, a couple inches.
Okay.
An inch. You shouldn't drive through water, but
right.
421, if the surf blocks the outlets, because 421, all the water rushes into the ocean. I know you guys don't like those outlets we have, but that's where it goes. If the sea rises enough where it's blocking that, it'll pond all that water, and then there's nowhere else for it to go. You'll see ponds across 421. We're very fortunate. 421 for us stays pretty dry, but if you go through Carolina Beach, there's parts of 421 that covers road. We hardly ever see that. This is one of those times potentially. So that's what I mean.
Okay.
Not 4 feet of water. It'll be in everybody's house if it's 4 feet of water, right? It'll be in 421.
Well, thank you for coming tonight. I wish you would come to more of our council meetings.
So we are adjourned?
Yes.
Can we
vote? Yeah. Then we start answering questions.
Okay. Good. As long as it's done.
We delayed by questions.